This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. Let's.
You know what I forgot to mention in the news today?
What's that?
Is that the Salesforce Tower lights up tonight at 9 o'clock.
Tonight's the night.
Scott Budman had texted me this morning. I was thinking there's someone I really want to see before he dies.
Scott Budman?
Gonna light up.
He's young.
No.
Scott Budman. Gonna be around a while.
Rod Stewart.
Oh.
He says, I'm on my way to SF to tour the Salesforce Tower.
Oh.
Wow, cool.
So then tomorrow when we're coming to work, it'll be lit up?
I don't know will stay on or how that's going to work.
Yeah. Is it going to be a 24 hours a day thing?
I was just reading about the launch in the paper on my iPad. I miss the paper.
I know you do. Aww. Vinny loved the paper.
Electronic artist Jim Campbell tapped. Let me see here.
Oh, he got tapped. Oh.
As day turned to dusk yesterday, he pressed the button on his laptop, and the top 130 feet of the tower came ablaze in yellow LED light last night as a test.
Oh.
Then there was a dark figure of a ballerina.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Across the yellow light, 61 stories up.
Incredible.
That was only a test. Maybe that wasn't last night, but it happened. That was the test. But tonight at nautical twilight, mm-hmm. I thought I read it was 9 p.m. or 9:30. But anyway, the new tower's nose cone will be lighted permanently.
Is that what they're calling it?
The nose cone?
Mm.
Yeah.
I call it the helmet.
Because you like penises, because you have penis envy.
Look at this.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that neat? You're going to be able to see that from anywhere you can see the building. I mean, it's incredible how much of that. It's the whole, just the tip.
you might have said this, Vinny. I might have missed it. How many floors of that is the lit up part?
It's the top 130 feet of the tower.
So it's 10 floors worth or so.
That's incredible.
So it's a big art display, and it goes on tonight.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it in the morning.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I hope it's still running.
I think it will be. I think that it is going to be on all the time. And one of the things they said is it'll never be used for, it's art. They're not going to put, you know, don't drink and drive up there or Go Warriors.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Pepsi.
It's not going to be advertising.
I like when they do the sports colors on the buildings. I think
Well, they might do
neat.
The colors, but they're not going to do slogans
like,
or
text.
And who knows? Maybe that'll change. But right now, what I read from the artist
the intention
was
is.
It's art. Mm. It's expected to be art, not a message board.
I wonder if he'll just constantly be working on it and change it up all the time, too. Mm. It's great. I'm excited about it.
I'm asking Scott if it'll be 24 hours.
I guess it would. Why wouldn't it be, right?
I don't know if it'll be 24 hours, but like you said, they might just turn it on at night and have it go until the dawn.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But I don't know. I mean, LEDs, on a cloudy day, you'd be able to see it, I guess. Or on the shady side of the building.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Our text number is 800. I just wanted to mention that because that is kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
There
it's
it is.
The tallest building in the area.
The Salesforce Tower lights up tonight, everyone. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a couple. Oh my God, the San Jose earthquakes. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah, we got there.
We did an hour
Give us
later.
A second.
I
personally don't watch a lot of soccer. I will absolutely watch some of the World Cup stuff.
Yeah.
I get caught up in that, and that sort of takes me over. But to tell you the truth, I wish I had more time for sports. I just don't.
Yeah.
I catch the occasional A's or Giants game. I'm watching the Warriors in the playoffs, but poof, who has time?
Well,
besides, Gotham's pretty darn good. Anybody watching that yet? No.
No.
Man, it really is good.
Yeah, we watched the first few.
No?
Maybe I'll go back.
Well, don't. No, if you watch the first few, go to Ozark.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do Ozark. And then I was thinking, have you ever watched Mad Men? Human?
I have, yeah. I watched, that was Snuffy's like favorite.
All right, well.
Oh, so is that ruined because of that?
No, I just, I don't know. You know how sometimes you get stuff with certain people and then it doesn't work out and then that stuff falls off.
Oh, so you never finished it?
Yeah, I think I got through like 3 seasons or something.
Oh, and then Snuffy dumped you you dumped her.
Let's just leave it at, I watched that show.
Well, wasn't there a 6-month hold period?
There was a 6-month no communication
period.
Right,
that was it.
That's right.
Do you think...
No, let's not ask any more questions. Go ahead, Vinny, back over to you.
All right. What are you talking about, Vinny? Football for football. It seems like an even trade to me.
Oh.
Okay.
Football.
Dude, there's been a team in San Jose since 1974.
All right, take it easy.
May have heard of them, the San Jose Earthquakes.
Take it easy.
It's great that they've got big fans. Really, because I do know the stadium's there. I go that way to the airport to pick up my mom all the time. Mm-hmm. I see it's the back way in. I see it there all the time. What is the difference between walking outside in shoes and then wearing them inside and being barefoot outside all the time, Fronty, and then walking inside?
Maybe he steps into like a bath, like a foot bath.
No.
I'm just trying to think because that's
the same
exactly
junk
what I
from
thought.
Outside's being brought in.
That's what I thought to myself.
How are they doing? They have a little baby on the way.
They're still very busy.
They're good. We just had a baby shower for them on Sunday.
Aww.
Did they say the name of the baby yet?
They did, but I don't want to be the one to say it. They should be the one.
Yeah, that's not.
And they're
I
not 100%
bad.
On
it. Is it Ripley?
It. All right. It is Ripley. I didn't want to be.
It's Ripley Waverly 7.
Scott says he does think it is
round the clock.
He says they say it's permanent. I said so 24 hours a day. He said I think so. Everything I've read says on all the time starting tonight. I'll be there pretty soon. I can ask more questions.
Well, even the article that I'm looking at, mm-hmm. the first one I saw said 9:30 tonight.
Right.
The one that I'm reading now says nautical
Twilight.
What the hell? Can you just tell us what time you're going to turn it on? God. Gambling could become an addiction, says 510. Oh, it's for sure an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's very different from alcohol or drug addiction, though. And for me, that's not the one that gets me.
You're not worried about becoming a gambling addict.
I don't even want to gamble. I'm not concerned about that. I don't like saying goodbye to my money for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I buy dumb crap. I'll say goodbye to my money for dumb crap that I buy, but
at least I still have the dumb crap.
I got some dumb crap. I'm not even a Raiders fan, but that does not sound like an even exchange. Football for soccer? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something.
They're not going to get another NFL team there if they can't get
filled.
Other cities are building billion-plus-dollar stadiums. Mm. They're not going to get a team to move into that Coliseum. That's not happening. So. I think the cost for the stadium they're building in LA has already gone up by $1 billion. Up.
I know.
From
it's
the
so,
billion that they
it's just so like it's hard to wrap your head around what things cost these days. Everything as soon as billions started happening, it was like, oh my God, it's unfathomable.
Vinny, did you get that Obesogen story from HeavierMetal.net?
I know, it does sound fake, but
we can't find that website anymore. I think it's gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Were you really checking it so regularly that
I was, yeah.
Yeah, we just checked it. Was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's, huh?
I think it's gone. Bryn can find it. I looked for, like an hour yesterday.
Well, really? Because it would either be under HeavierMetal.net or not. I mean, it's there or it isn't.
He's thorough.
Is it coming up with that error message?
No, it takes you to like some site where they say, hey, your computer is free of viruses.
Oh.
And you're like, uh-oh.
510 says, I can't stand in TV and movies when people get on their bed with their shoes on. So gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I've
agree. Never noticed that actually in a movie, but now I will, I'm sure.
My 4-year-old, I'm like, you get in the bath first. Don't go near my bed.
And shoes on the couch, even. I'm just like, ugh, get your shoes off of there.
What did she say when you say that to her?
Okay, Daddy.
Well, she has to.
Will There's you play not with a... me after?
Yeah.
She doesn't just jump on the bed anyway.
Well, she's trying to. When I catch her, she's already climbing onto the bed, pulling on the sheets to get her, you know.
How dare she be that far into the house with her shoes still on anyway?
Oh, not with shoes. Just she's filthy.
Oh.
Just in general, she's
dirty
filthy.
Child.
Her face,
yes.
Her hair, her hands, everything.
Her knees, her feet.
Yeah.
Her butt. It's all dirty.
Her butt.
I don't know. I wasn't. I lived in Hawaii for 5 years. Hated the custom of taking your shoes off in homes where cats live. Cat litter stuck to the bottom of your feet is absolutely disgusting. Dude, I'm the cat litter guy right now because someone's pregnant at home and
it's the worst.
It is. Now I know why you want to make your cats go out in other people's yards.
Yeah, get them out.
No.
Let my cat's issue be someone else's problem.
Issue.
Sorry about that on so many levels.
You cats shouldn't have to poop at all, ever.
Go hide that in the bushes somewhere. Far, far away.
I only heard Laurel until I heard yee, 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 yee. Then I heard Yanni for the very first time.
All right, Bryn, man. You did it. You did. You brought some people over.
Do the other one. Red
no,
needle.
Do not do them anymore.
Hearing Laurel, but my daughter heard Yanni. She's sitting right next to me.
Laurel. Yanni.
Red
Laurel.
Needle.
Yanni. No, it's Green Needle.
I've never heard Laurel. I only hear Yanni.
I can't. I can only hear Laurel. Brittany tried it again. Brittany is just nonstop with this thing. It's
530 honestly... says, I hear people have too much time on their hands.
Yes.
I heard that message too.
I got an email that says, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's sound, Bryn.
No, you didn't get that.
Signed Hooman.
Hey, speaking of Hooman, 707 says, does Hooman know that there is another Hooman TV channel that is more popular than his?
What?
If he has that name copyrighted, I would look into it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's this guy. He's a Persian dude out of LA who does all these pranks. He's a prankster.
Oh.
He's a shampoo guy on YouTube.
You know the guy.
No, a shampoo.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
no, I don't.
He drops it on their head and they get all soaped up and they can't seem to rinse it because it keeps dropping
out.
It on their head.
Oh.
You haven't seen that video?
I've seen it before.
No, that's hilarious. So he's up above the shower?
Yeah, dropping shampoo on their head.
Do they realize that someone's looking at them naked?
No, they're not nude. They're on the beach, so they're just in their swim trunks.
Oh,
it's just
he
a.
Keeps...
A lot of beaches just have a spot to
showers,
rinse the salt water off you.
I see.
So that you can...
They don't feel it dropping down on them because of the shower?
Apparently not.
No,
well,
once they start shampooing themselves, and then they're like,
you
know, your eyes are closed, and then he jumps in and kind of like does it very quietly. And they don't realize it because they're already rubbing their hair and the water's on them, so they don't feel the shampoo going down.
There's a 95% chance that's all set up, and it's just ridiculous that we fall for it. But, you know, bits.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We love them.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I hooked up with a guy that had a Prince Albert. It's more for the... Hold on. Darn it. Oh, fudge.
Delicious. I love some fudge right now.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
I could take some dark chocolate fudge.
I hooked up with a guy
almonds.
That had a Prince Albert. It's almonds. More for the guy.
Oh, it is.
And this person says they did not visit Australia.
Oh.
Because he had that there.
So it's actually less for the guy.
Well, I would think that you'd be banging your teeth on that. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
She just mimed it. That's fun.
Clickety-clack.
Camera catch that?
I didn't. I just trying to think where it would hit.
I guess it would. Could just hit back there.
I'd be afraid that whatever is holding it on there would be irritating my tongue or something. Mm.
You guys are making my privates hurt, and I don't even have a penis.
We were just talking about that in the other room.
What about it?
Just that, you know, you don't have that, but you feel it.
He did it for you, Sarah, to get you out of your rut that you're in.
Who did what?
John. Got the piercing.
He didn't do a...
He did it
John
for you.
John did not do a piercing, and we're not in a rut, I assure you.
I don't know. Sometimes when you're like, 8 minutes. done.
Listen, it's a quick road.
Cross that off the list.
It's a good one. Yeah. Now I can move on to the other crap I got to do.
Oh, come on, Sarah. You think stainless steel piercing would harbor more filth than human skin?
I don't know. Just seems like pee would get on it. People aren't washing those off after they go to the bathroom. You know? Ugh.
I don't know. I would never scar my man area up like that.
Well, you're taking a chance.
I like it way too much the way it is. I'd be afraid that it wouldn't
have any feeling there anymore.
Well, if there's any negative possible...
Cut a crucial nerve?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anything. It's working really good. It's done me right this long. I'm not going to play games with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I play games with it, but not that game, I should say.
The game where you stick needles through it.
Right. Oh, John Wick is mainly pissed because his dead wife sent him the dog, and the dog was supposed to help him heal from her death.
Oh. And now how's he gonna heal?
He's not. He's gonna kill everyone.
Maybe Halle Berry will help him heal.
Me. Babe, what's a Prince Albert boyfriend? What in God's name have you been Googling? Me. Sarah and Vinny told me to.
Well, if you Googled it, you'd know.
925 says, after you take the ring out, you dribble for the rest of your life.
Oh, one more reason not to do it, guys, fellas.
It healed, 510 says, it healed fast, and though he only puts it in for special occasions, it never closes up.
Oh, goodness. Special occasions?
Yeah.
What would those be?
Your birthday.
It's your birthday.
A Prince Albert. I'm not sure about the wording on this, so bear with me. Or
get ready on the dump button, you guys.
A Prince Albert just punches your cervix. No.
Punches it?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
Not super fun.
Yeah, that doesn't sound all that good.
Ow.
What is the gadget you're talking about that Vinny's roommate had that made a split stream? So curious, but I missed it. It's a Prince Albert piercing.
It's just a ring. It's not a gadget, really.
My husband has one. It's hella cute, says 510.
Adorable.
I met my ex-wife while stationed in North Carolina. We got married and the sex stopped. She moved out here and I did my own thing and so did she. We only lasted 2.5 years.
Oh, bummer. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I would. That would be one thing for me for sure is if the sex stopped, like I got you now, I would be like, well, we're breaking up.
Yeah,
I will not be in a sexless relationship.
What's the point?
Period.
I can get a roommate anytime I want.
Right.
And I don't have to sleep in the same bed with it. The roommate.
Oh, well, it's a little strong.
Well,
but...
I didn't want to declare gender. It is a roommate.
But there are plenty of things that come up where I'm like, boy, I sure must like you. All right, let's go.
Oh, we're doing that? Okay, I'm going to stay.
To Sarah and Yuzette, if my wife looks as good as you two do when we get older, I will be so happy. Aww. Have a great day, everyone.
That is a nice thing to say because I am looking old and tired these days.
That's ridiculous.
I think I was going to get these pouches under my eyes. Kind of. Wouldn't that look good? Like that?
You're going to get them what?
I don't know, sucked out? Can you do that?
No.
Did someone suck out the patches under Sarah's
the bags,
eyes?
The bags under my eyes. I'm starting to get real luggage under there. It's a bummer.
Is that just Botox?
I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody write in.
I may start putting hemorrhoid cream under there. Isn't that what they say? The hemorrhoid cream tightens up all your skin? It's just loose skin. Just gross. It's just old people's skin. I'm getting old. People go, you look tired. I'm like, no, I'm just old.
With Tinder, It's up my Nook game to once a week average. I'm a girl, though, so convincing a guy to come over isn't that difficult.
Right.
But getting him to follow through is. Guys flake all the time.
Oh, well. You're going to have a big number. Take it easy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with big number.
You'll have a radio partner who never lets you live it down.
What are you talking about?
Oh, really? Do I need to explain that to you? Maybe I'll do it on The Secret Show. Radio.com. Thank you. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today, kids.
Yeah,
what a good time we had. Supposedly, it's going to clear up. I'm still waiting on that. It's pretty gray out there. It's gloomy.
I'm not worried about any of that. Go Warriors.
Is it windy?
It's breezy.
Do you see the plants moving?
They look pretty.
Oh, there's no
they're
hope for
surf moving
today.
Very much.
That's not happening.
Oh, in fact, the flag up on the top of that building is going crazy.
Oh, yeah, there's
so,
no hope.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'll probably go for a run or a bike ride today.
Well, that'll be fun.
Get myself moving.
Get out there. Close
and
your rings.
Sit. Yes, I haven't for a day or two, so, you know.
Yeah, I do know because I share with you and I see that you haven't done it. I'm always like, oh, I burned more calories than Vinny today.
You got me.
All right. Have a great day. Have a productive day, everyone. It is Get Her Done Tuesday.
Right. We're going to go do a podcast for you guys. So that'll be up on the website here very soon.
Yep. If you haven't listened to our secret show before, you do have to be over 18. I got a couple good bad advices for today. Some thought provoking.
I got a
ones.
Good question for you, too.
Okay. Is that a threat?
No, I mean, you might be like, I don't care to share that information.
Or you know, I never seem to have that filter on, Vin.
Or you might have something to say about it. We'll see.
All right, I guess
is
we will.
Is it sexual?
Probably.
Yeah.
We're talking about Vinny.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Are you going to ask Uzi too?
Let's get, we're going down the hall, everyone.
Uzi does that already.
Yeah, the answer is probably yes when it comes to Uzi. It's much more of a question mark when it comes to me. I'm like, what? You would do that? So you should listen to our secret show. It's completely unedited now, so be prepared. We talk about some things and swear, and it's all on there.
Oh, hey, you know what? We never asked you, too. So you went and bought all new get-ups, and your husband got home from Alabama. So was there a show?
No.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, you spent all kinds of money on underwear.
Yeah, but it was just underwear and bras.
Oh, nothing. Not
nothing.
Like a negligee or
no
lunch, a little teddy with
I would buy
highs,
like garters and stockings if I was going to do a show.
Oh, garters and stockings.
That's unfortunate.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
That's too bad. Poor Johnny V.
I know,
but
Johnny
I did
v.
just do him.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Then.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, we'll talk about that too on the Secret
All right.
Show and more. Have a great day. We'll turn you over to Lexi and stick around because $1,000 every hour right through 6 p.m.
on the Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.